got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy for those men and women around the world who are ready to overcome hell inside of them. To know themselves, to know thyself, is for you. It's not for everybody, because most people, 99.999, love their misery. And they love trying to inflict their misery on you, all for the thrill of it, and then they call it life. I'm alive, they say. So it's for those men and women who want to overcome. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? And the people are like, what the? I and my Father are one. Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you running around, you got to go walking. You got to go running. You got to go and take your children to a public school because you hate them and you'd rather let them suffer in a public school than to stay home and raise them. And you need to get your thrill of going to work so the people get at work and say, you're a good worker. You can podcast the show and do all those things while still listening as the show is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So we started, normally Wednesdays are the first 2 hours of Black Excellence and the third hour Manhood Hour, but we're changing that. The first hour Wednesday is Black Excellence, but the second 2 hours will always be Manhood Hour. It is more important to rebuild the order of God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children, than it is the Black Excellence mess. So starting today, the first hour is Black Excellence. And the second the next 2 hours, manhood, all right? So for now, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence Hour. That was then, and this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. What's wrong with the blacks? And I say what's wrong with the blacks, it's the same thing that's wrong with the whole world. The whole wide world. And this you can depend on, never worry. Each adult individual is refusing I was just reading something. Each adult, man or woman, male or female, is refusing, literally refusing, in spite of all the warning, in spite of all the pointing the way, each adult, black or white, whatever color you are, or you think you are, is refusing to take control of their own world, own life. They are refusing to live their own life. They have decided, a made up mind, come hell or high water, they're going to react to and create a mess, not only in themselves, but in the world. And then they're going to blame someone else for the way they feel. An outer source, an outer situation, an outer person. You are to blame for the way I think and the way I feel, they say. And as long, do what you want. But as long as you don't take responsibility for your own world, as long as you refuse to be the ruler of your own world, you will be ruled. You'll be ruled, and you will be miserable. You're not going to be happy. Even in trying to rule somebody else because you're being ruled and controlled, you're still not going to be happy. You have a false minute of happiness, but that's not happiness. That's misery. But when you, man or woman, man and woman, decide, or woman, that I'm going to rule my own world, I'm going to take control of my own world. When you truly become the ruler of your own world and not affected by the world out there, is outside of you or inside of you, you're going to be the ruler of the whole world. And you don't know what that means yet, so I can hear your thoughts and your mind putting definitions to the word intellectual meanings to what I'm telling you. You don't know what that means. The mind cannot conceive true reality. The intellect will never, ever, ever, and cannot understand real reality. It can't comprehend it. So don't even try. The intellect, the mind, the imagination, the thoughts are so far away from reality that is not even funny. is as far as the east is from the west. So it can't comprehend anything. Why do you think intellectually smarter a man or woman become, the dumber they become? Why do you think that is? Because they go deeper into hell thinking that they're smart, and they're not. Intellectual people are screwing up the world, not making it better at all, zero. Because they can't. And yet you rely on them because they have a degree, a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, or AAA degree, or doctor's degree, or psychiatry degree, or psychologist degree, whatever degrees. You think they're smart. Or preacher degree, or bishop, or pope degree, or Allahu Akbar degree, whatever degree. You believe they're smart, and you turn your life over to them. How dumb can you be? And then they make you worse. Doctor, I am depressed, you say. Doctor, I am under stress, you say to the doctor. Doctor, I am lonely. I am suicidal, you say to the doctor. And the doctor said, worry not. Here's a pill. Take this medication and your depression will go away. Your stress, anxiety will smooth out. And you believe it. And you take the pill and you become dumber. And the doctor make money. And the doctor get pride from knowing that you see him and now her as a smart doctor. And you stop thinking for yourself. And the doctor give you so much medication that lasts so long in life, you end up destroying your whole body. Because you're afraid now you're afraid not to trust the doctor, even though you're dying. What a mess, Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. You even trust the preacher that tells you. Think about this. That Jesus is God. You believe it, and then you get stuck in that belief. And even God himself cannot bring you out of that belief. And you end up suffering the rest of your life with a false belief. And you confess Jesus, and yet you cry at night. You confess Jesus, and yet you're emotional. You have fear. You have anger. And you worry. And you are afraid. But yet you believe Jesus is God. And you believe in the Trinity. Even though there is no teaching from Jesus about a Trinity. But the preacher said it. Jesse, the preacher told me that. And the preacher hear from God. You trust the preacher even over Christ himself. Over the man who said, I'm the son. My father is in me, working through me. But you still impress the preacher. What the? Talk about insanity. And once you believe a lie, you see how difficult it is. You defend that lie all the way to hell. No. My preacher told me. And then you go and put a head full of biblical reading together, and none of what you read say that Jesus is God, but yet you say it. You make the word work to say that, even though it doesn't say it. Because you believed into a lie. in the same way that you believe into the lie that you are lonely, you are miserable, you are afraid. And as long as there's a you, as long as there's I, you're going to be in hell. When you disappear, then heaven will appear right here on earth. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And the world gone crazy. How long will you react to the world outside of you and inside of you? When will you slow your roll and stop reacting? That's what the devil outside of you want you to do, inside of others. Human beings are evil, and they are not going to be satisfied until they get a reaction from you. A so-called good reaction when they tell you how wonderful you are, or a bad reaction when they tell you how awful you are. Then they're satisfied. They walk away smiling. And so does the devil inside of your mind. When he can get you to react, he walk away smiling inside of you because he knows he got a little bit more time to make a home in you. What a mess! All human beings are controlled by evil until they overcome it. You're not in control of your own life. You don't make decisions, and you don't have a free will. If you have a free will, free yourself from fear within. Free yourself from ever worrying again. Free yourself from ever for one moment think about what others think of you or say of you. Free yourself from thinking about the past or future, which doesn't exist. Let me see your will at work. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting. I'm waiting. Free yourself. Will yourself to be free. Will yourself, your body, to be healed and never be sick again. I'm waiting. Will yourself to never be jealous and envious and revengeful and strife, anxiety, suicidal thought. I'm waiting. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm waiting. Ain't nothing happening. I don't hear the free wills at work. Will yourself to never, ever, 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 ever rely on anyone or anything to make you happy again. I'm waiting. Your husband nor your wife, your children nor your cat, your dog, your rat, your snake, your elephant, whatever pet you put your life on. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the will to change. Keep on waiting. Waiting for free will to change. Oh, but you have a free will. I'm waiting. I can't wait any longer. I got to move on. And then you cry at night. What a mess! You can be free, man. You can be free, woman. It's up to you. It really up to you. You have the life that you want. You have the life you want. Whatever your life is, that's what you want. That's why no one has a right to try to change it. No one has a right to want you to change. No matter if you're their children, no matter what. The world gone crazy. Did you hear? We mentioned this on the show, so I know you heard it. That when the president held that UFC fighter Freedom 250 years event in Washington, D.C., the fighting thing last weekend, according to the report, there were children of the lie, there were children of the devil plotting to kill, according to this report. Fox News is reporting. The FBI is law enforcement, and I mentioned this yesterday, but I wasn't clear about the story yet. But FBI and its law enforcement partners disrupted an alleged plot targeting this weekend UFC Freedom 250 years event in Washington, D.C. Watch this from ABC News.
This morning, the FBI says five suspects are under arrest, accused of intending to use sniper rifles and drones carrying explosives to kill politicians and wealthy VIPs at Sunday's UFC event at the White House.
It was an active plot, and it's ongoing.
The thwarted conspiracy led to the arrests of five people from California, Nebraska, Missouri, and Ohio. The alleged plot unraveled when the mother of Ohio 19-year-old Tyson Proper contacted police just 4 days before the UFC event, worried about her son's recent conduct, including firearms purchases and communicating with certain individuals online who expressed ultra-religious and anti-government sentiments. Investigators say they seized this weapon and tactical gear from the home. Proper's father allegedly telling authorities his son had used approximately $3,000 of his graduation money to acquire a new shotgun, a rifle, and ammunition.
Amazing. Can you see it now? I can see it now. If this story is true, or the last story, but if it's true, these guys sitting back in the darkness of their imagination, and Satan is telling them, what a perfect time to go and take people out. These religious people, these people celebrating America. It's a perfect time for you to do it. Take your college money, according to the story. Buy some weapon. That is, those voices, those thoughts are no different than the thoughts that tell you that you're stressed, you're depressed, you're suicidal, you're too skinny, you're too fat, you're too this or you're too that. Same thing. Same spirit. And plus that guy a little older than 19. It's hard to believe that he's 19. What the? And that's amazing that his, according to the story, his mother reported it. Amazing. Investigation into the Proper's phone, into Proper's phone, revealed a group chat that shares extremist views about tearing down the U.S. government. Why is this?
A social media account tied to Proper allegedly shared anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. The teen allegedly revealing members of this group were primarily recruited through TikTok and that they believed the United States needed to be torn down so that it could be rebuilt. Investigators say they discovered a signal group on Proper's cell phone called Hunters containing detailed instructions for carrying out the attack, including plans to safely escape, these screenshots discussing a drone launch point and sniper's nest. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing with as many as 23 people involved.
Amazing. And no, this is not in Russia. This is not in Europe. This is in America, my country. I wonder how many of these people are legal citizens. And if you notice, it doesn't appear to be any blacks involved and so forth. Because I think blacks, they kill like individuals or at, they shoot at the fair. This is not a black thing, I don't think. Unless it's a black that's trying to be non-black. In light of the ongoing World Cup, officials have implemented strict no-fly zones across all 11 U.S. host venues. Watch this for ABC News.
And with the World Cup now underway, officials say anti-drone technology is in place to detect any visible threats at all 11 U.S. venues hosting the tournament's 78 matches. The FAA is enforcing zero-tolerance, no-fly zones, warning violators might immediately face confiscation and heavy fines. The FBI already seizing at least 35 drones near World Cup venues.
Amazing. The problem now is that a lot of these young millennial people and all that, they know how to make the drones. And they know how to go online and look for what it takes to carry out these type of threats, terrorist attacks. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, it's easy now to go online and go into whatever areas and find your stuff. Now, do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? You can make a drone now, and it can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it night and day. I believe I can fly. Amazing. My country. Is not coming back. And so, again, I don't know how much of this stuff is true. Because now everything, and people just say whatever comes to their heads. I believe I can fly. My country is gone. All we have now is a few memories of how wonderful America was at one time. And even with that, Black Lives Matter and others tried to destroy that, all the memories, by destroying the statues and tearing down everything great that white folks built and give you a false, dark image of such a beautiful country. Jesse. The battle is not physical. It's not about color, folks. You've been lied to distract you from reality. You've been lied to in your head about the spiritual battle of good and evil. And you've been lied to outside by evil people telling you it's a racism, it's a sexism, it's a homophobiaism, it's a Aloaba-ism, it's a white supremacism, it's an anti-Semitism, it's a deadbeat-dad-ism. It's no isms. It's either good or evil. There is nothing. Our battle is not physical. You've been lied to. When I come back, I'll take your phone calls. I got to take a break already. What the? 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. What the announcement? Well, folks, he's out again. What a beta. No hate report today. Again. What a beta. No hate can report today. What a beta! Does a hate know that in heaven there is no sickness, there is no disease, and likewise, what's in heaven is on earth? Somebody needs to inform. Hate! No hate can report today. But we do have the American Anchor Baby. The anchor baby understands whatever has happened in heaven is also happening on earth in him. So he is here, and he's doing a hate job, not hosting the show, but in super chats and running it, making things happen. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. today, Pacific time, from 11 to 1. The American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 p.m. today, a brand new live episode of Billy on Punchy TV, punchy.tv with Bill at 2 p.m. today. And don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. At 2 p.m. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State today. Friday. I'm skipping over one thing. The Women's Forum is this Thursday. It is the third Thursday of the month for ladies only. At 7 p.m. The Ladies Forum Thursday night. And then a brand new episode Friday for thefallenstate.tv. I had a fun conversation with Dr. Bradley Nelson and Gene Nelson. And he is a best-selling author, holistic chiropractic physician. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you hear from God?
When we do ask for help from up above, it opens that channel.
If you learn how to tap into the subconscious, you can get the whole list of things that are creating a symptom.
If you could take your spirit out of you, Jesse, and put it right next to you, it would look exactly like you in every detail.
So my spirit would be black. Do you have energy?
Let's move along here, Jesse.
Amazing. Nice people. It was fun. TheFallenState.tv. He is a holistic chiropractic physician. And that's interesting to me. You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. All right? So that Fallen State is Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like all these videos. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to South Carolina and talk to, I don't know who this is. Carl. I can see. Hold on. Let me make sure. Carl, out of South Carolina, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I really like listening to you. I do a lot of driving. I just drive like, you know, 150 miles a day, just picking up dog crap and dog blood from vet offices. So I listen to you, and it's just great. Just telling you that.
Okay, amazing.
But okay, what define what the Trinity is?
It doesn't exist.
Okay, then
you can't define it because it doesn't exist.
Okay, wait a minute. So do you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all separate entities?
They are separate in that they have separate jobs to do, but the Son and the Holy Spirit came from the Father.
Okay, but they're all like Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That they're separate.
They are separate, but from the same source. They came from the Father, and they have separate jobs.
Exactly. So the Trinity is, see, I was raised Catholic.
I'm sorry to hear
when we make the sign of the cross, we say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's dumb.
That's dumb?
Yes.
You just said it was, they're all three separate and they all come from the same source.
But God never told you to do that, nor did Christ.
Okay, well, I know that the
go ahead.
Church.
But you do it, and why do you do it?
Why do I do it?
Yeah, the Father, you do the little cross thing. Why do you do that?
Because that's the way we were taught to do it when you're, as a kid in catechism.
Growing up,
they teach you that.
And as an adult, why are you still doing catechism?
Because it's ingrained. I mean, you're taught that as a kid.
You're an adult.
Church and,
when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I was an adult, I thought as an adult.
There's nothing wrong with that. I still believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
What do you mean there's nothing wrong with it? What's right with it?
That there's nothing wrong with it.
What's right with it?
That it can't be that bad to believe that.
What good is it doing you to believe that?
Well, because it makes you, it's just the way you were taught. You can't just change that. I mean, and think something's wrong with it.
Well, you were also taught that racism exists, but it doesn't.
Well, I believe that. You're right about that.
And so why do you still believe in something called the Trinity? And then
it's just a name.
Are you still doing the cross thing, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, whatever? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, occasionally.
And what good is it doing you to do that?
It just makes you feel good.
It made you feel good. It just feels good.
It feel good.
When will you come over? It just feel good. When will you overcome the feeling, the feeling of feeling good?
I don't know. I want to feel good, so I'm going to do it. It makes me feel good. I don't do it a lot, but if it's ingrained in me, it was taught to me as a child, growing up, and I can't see what's wrong with it.
What's good with it?
That bad.
No, what's good with it?
Let's say that
I'm not saying that anything is wrong with it, but tell me what's good with it.
It makes me feel good.
And why you like to feel good?
Why do I like to feel good? Because it's better than feeling bad.
But feeling good is feeling bad.
Feeling good, feeling bad. All right, well, I'm going to have to ponder on that one.
Because as soon as you feel good, now you got to fight not to feel bad. And then when you feel bad, now you got to fight not to feel good. Why not give up both?
I don't know. How do you? I don't know how we do that.
You don't know how to do what?
How do you give up both?
Why don't you give it up and find out?
I think you'll be dead when you feel when you don't feel anything. I think you're dead.
A person that feels something is dead.
And we're not supposed to feel anything?
No.
Wow, that's deep. I'm going to have to listen to you more. Maybe you'll explain that a little more.
Do you believe that you're supposed to be feeling something?
I mean, it's sort of.
Why? Just like you feel in, just like you believe about the Trinity, right? Why do you feel, why do you believe you're supposed to be feeling something?
I don't really believe that per se. It's just, I guess it's the way the brain works. I mean, you're alive and you're thinking and you're, you know, it's just.
That's not coming from your brain. That's coming from your imagination. Feeling,
from the devil?
Feeling doesn't come from the brain. It comes from the thought. It comes from the imagination,
yeah.
Which are not your own and which are not of God.
It's from the devil?
100%. Why do you keep worshiping the devil and the devil makes you feel good, then he makes you feel bad? Have you noticed that the devil makes you feel good and then he makes you feel bad and then he tells you to do the...
That's
the
like a drug.
Yeah.
How drugs make you feel good, then they make you feel bad, then you want more of the drug.
Yes. So why do you continue to worship the devil and call him God?
I don't want to do that.
Why? No, the question is, why do you keep doing that?
Because I'm a flawed human being.
But the Trinity thing, have you noticed it's not done you one iota of good?
It hasn't brought you closer to God.
It hasn't done anything.
I asked God to help me stop smoking pot.
Every devil asks God that.
Huh?
Every devil asks God to help.
What? But why did I quit smoking? I haven't smoked pot in 2.5 months.
But you smoked, you went to something else.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You went to.
I did not go to.
You went
where did
to
I go
the,
to?
Cross, the, doing the cross thing, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
I've been doing that when I was a kid before I started smoking pot.
Yeah, and you went to food.
Well, food. Yeah, I do need to lose some weight.
Uh-huh. Because when you start smoking
pot. I'm not that fat. I'm a little fat.
When you
be a
stop
lighter.
Smoking pot, you start peeing it out. So you might well be smoking the pot.
Wait a minute now. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody's got some kind of vice they're trying to, you know, get rid of. Or yeah, that's why we're humans. That's why we're on this earth in hell. Because there's something going on that we always... I don't understand. There's one person
why not
around.
Be on this earth in heaven?
I'd love to be.
Why don't you do it then?
Because I'm a flawed individual.
You don't have to stay that way.
Tell me how not to be that way.
Drop your anger.
I have no anger. No anger.
If you have no anger, if you have no anger, why do you believe that happiness is real?
Say it again.
If you have no anger, why do you believe that happiness is real?
Oh, well, I don't know.
If you have no anger, why do you still believe in something called the Trinity?
Well, I think I've already answered that because it was ingrained. It was drilled in my head when I was a kid.
If you have no anger, why do you believe you are flawed?
I don't believe it's anger. I know what anger is. I used to have anger on some things, but I don't have anger.
You forgave your mother?
Yeah, but she's dead.
She dead. And how about your father?
He dead, too.
He dead. And are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I've been doing that, and that's why I got. That's why I stopped smoking pot.
And why do you believe that you are flawed?
Because every human being is flawed.
No, why do you believe you, Carl?
Me?
From South Carolina.
Okay, why do I believe I'm flawed?
Yes.
That's a hard one, Jesse. I mean, I know there's a lot of reasons I'm flawed.
Why do you believe that you are flawed?
I can't put it in words.
And when you say you are flawed, who are you? Who are you talking about? Who are you?
The being that I think I am. That's.
Who are you?
Some kid, some guy walking around with a bunch of flaws. That's who I am.
But who are you that is flawed? Who are you?
Oh, man. I can't answer that.
Then why do you say you are flawed?
Oh. Because I'm a human, and there's no human being that's not flawed.
And
that's
who,
the answer I have.
And who are you?
Some flawed human being.
And what does that mean?
That we're going in circles.
Did God say you are a human being?
He created us, didn't he?
Where did God say that you, or Christ, say that you are a flawed human being?
Well, we're all born with original sin.
Where did the Father or the Son say that you are a flawed human being?
When we're born with original sin, that means we're automatically flawed.
What is the original sin?
That's Adam and Eve. That's when Adam ate the apple.
And who told you that you were born with the original sin?
That's another thing they teach you in the Catholic Church.
They lied to you again.
Yeah.
Christ never said that.
Now listen, I don't believe the Catholic Church is. It's a lot different now than it was back then. Especially that Pope we have now. He's nothing but a liberal. He's a devil. I believe he's Satan.
And so why do you believe you are born with a original sin?
Until you're baptized, and then you get wiped clean of that when you're baptized.
Why do you believe that you are born with an original sin?
Because that's what I was told. That's the only answer I have.
And why are you holding on to that belief when it's not true?
Well, I'm not really holding on to it. Just,
but you still believe it.
Yeah, I do believe it.
So you hold on to it.
We're all born. Okay, you're right.
Why are you holding on to a lie?
Because I'm a flawed human being. But listen, Jesse, one thing I just wanted to... I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
When you say that America's not coming back, and you're right about that, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs to go buy more guns and ammo because it's going to get worse. Especially
well,
the racial divide.
I don't want to suggest that on the line here on air, but I do know things are going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Especially that Carmelo Anthony. Man.
Who is that?
The kid that murdered Metcalf.
Oh, the last stabbing down in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. What about it?
That is just how the blacks are making it such a racial thing. Especially that Jasmine Crockett, she's repulsive. That woman is just makes me ill, makes me buy. It's just what she said about it, and just they try to twist all the facts and just get people to believe some BS about it. The fact it was a murder, and that's what it was, and it was a knife that did it. That was a murder weapon. She tries to make it out to it was a tool. It was a
And when you hear her doing, because of time, when you hear her saying those things, are you affected by them?
It just makes me think. It makes me think you're right about what's going on in the country, and it's going to get worse. That's
right.
What it does.
Oh yeah, but are you bothered by it?
Yeah, I'm bothered because that's because it's going to happen. It's going to keep getting worse.
But why are you bothered by it? Because this is hell on earth inside a human being. Why are you bothered by what happens in hell?
Because it's all going to affect us eventually, you know.
But why does it have to affect you?
Because I'm on the earth, on hell on earth.
And why don't you overcome the world?
I don't know. It just makes me think. What you say, it does make me think. And I'll try to get better, do the silent prayer and all that.
Want me to tell you, do you want to overcome the world?
Yes.
Want me to tell you how?
Yeah.
Stop thinking.
Just stop thinking about everything that you hear and see on the news.
Absolutely.
Is that what you mean?
Yes. Stop identifying, stop thinking, and just let your life happen and stop looking to the world and being a part of it. And just drop your anger, stop thinking, and live. And you will have paradise right here on earth, and hell will be around you but not in you. It'll be inside of other people, and you won't be affected at all, even if your children were suffering. As an adult, it wouldn't bother you one iota.
That's going to be hard because you want to hear about what's going on in the world, like all the assassination attempts against the president.
According to Fox News report, one of the guys got a $3,000, used $3,000 of his graduation money. Who gave you that much money to graduate?
That's what I was thinking. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
$3,000.
He must be white.
Oh, got to be white.
Or Jewish.
And Jewish. He looked like a weirdo.
Yeah, he looked distressed, that's for sure. So, Carl, because of time, why don't you overcome the world?
I'm going to try. I want to know if somebody's trying to kill the president, I'd like to know that.
Right. You can hear about it, but don't have to be affected by it.
Well, it's not really affecting me. What are you supposed to do?
But Jasmine Crooked, because of all her evil mess, you're affected by what she says.
It just makes me think. You're right. That's what it makes. When I see this stuff on the news, what's going on in the world, and I think about what you say, it's getting worse, and I say, yes, here's an example of why it's getting worse. This is it.
Yeah. But this is hell on earth. You can expect hell to get worse inside of you if you don't overcome it, and outside of you, inside of others. That's what hell is all about.
Well, thanks for being you, and keep doing it, man.
All right.
I'm going to buy you a coffee and give you a little bit of scratch when I can.
Thanks. And you stay... And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Jesse.
Okay. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. The Hank News by the American Anchor Baby is coming up now. Hank is out. Boo! Hank is out again. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
That was an amazing first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, kicking off the inaugural new setup of the Wednesday. First hour should be Black Excellence going forward. At 2 hours of Manhood Hour, the men are happy. Some are still thinking it'll just be women calling. But that's okay. Appreciate y'all being here for that first thing. A little bit of news before we get going with the second hour, kicking off Manhood Hour on a Wednesday at 7 a.m. Unheard of. Mediaite reports Trump blurts, "I'm the boss," to laughter from world leaders at G7 summit. They're calling it cringe. Donald Trump left other G7 world leaders waiting for about an hour before turning up to the meeting and announcing, "I'm the boss." His claim was met with laughter from the other world leaders as the U.S. president grinned. This meeting came as other leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.K. threw their support for Trump's tentative agreement with Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz and further extend the ceasefire. In a declaration issued overnight, leaders called the deal a historic opportunity to prevent Iran from acquiring any nuclear weapon and tackling the threats related to its regional and ballistic activities. Sounds like the boss there. The G7 leaders were closing the formal talks of the leading industrial democracies at a lakeside resort. They discussed concerns with China, unfair competition. The U.S. leader later plans to make a stop at the Palace of Versailles outside of Paris before he jets back to Washington. And why cringe if he's so dumb, right? While G7 leaders gave the Iran deal they're backing, Trump still has to sell the deal to some members of his own party who doubt it will defang Iran's nuclear program. At the same time, he faces an anxious international community looking for him to follow through on his promises. To open it up, people want peace. Here's what it says. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. It won't have one to buy, to develop. It will not have a nuclear weapon. And I would say that's about 99.9% of what I wanted. Trump is quoted. So as they're doing all that, did you hear about this crazy moment on a Texas highway? Daily Mail reports about a fiery plane crash that splits in two on a Texas highway as the death toll is rising. Some shocking footage captured the moment. This private jet landed on a Texas highway, smashed through streetlights, a car, and more in a deadly wreckage. Bystanders and first responders raced towards the burning plane after it crashed on Loop 20 in Laredo, Texas, around 10 p.m. Tuesday night. The aircraft skidded across the highway and smashed through streetlights, splitting in two, bursting in flames. Witnesses to the fiery plane crash, in fact, had to leap into action with a sledgehammer and a shovel with attempts to pry open the aircraft door and smash through the windows. Authorities said on Wednesday morning the death toll had risen to two people. Four others on board were pulled from the wreck and hospitalized. In breathtaking footage, the aircraft was seen bursting into flames. Witnesses shared the footage of the aftermath. Investigators said the aircraft departed from Los Cabos International Airport in Mexico, was bound for Austin Bergstrom International, when it crashed around 10 p.m. Identities have not been disclosed, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. And more on that UFC plot, which was thwarted by the suspect's mom. Teen accused of planning UFC fight attack at White House turned in by mom. An alleged plot to target the Ultimate Fighting Championship event at the White House involving drones and snipers. Imagine that over the weekend. Thwarted by after a teenage suspect's mother tipped off authorities. Multiple people are in custody and the planned attacks were stopped cold. Federal law enforcement official briefed on the matter told USA Today at least 14 young adults, possibly some even younger, suspected of allegedly having plans to travel to Washington, D.C. from states including Ohio and Texas with the intention of causing harm. One of the suspects involved 19-year-old Tyson Proper. According to court records, his mother first alerted authorities when the family grew concerned about his behavior online, recent firearms purchases, and plans to travel. Maybe more on that later, but here's the second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up.
¶¶
have to stand up strong, think the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one, and they threw a stone? What the? They're like, get out of here. What the? I and my Father are one. What did Jesus mean when he said that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Amazing, huh? And to amazing. To support us, make comments, have your comments read out loud. My bad. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So what's going on right now is I forgot all week to tell you that Father's Day is coming up Sunday. This Sunday is Father's Day, an amazing day, and that we have there's a sale on shout outs on Cameo for shout outs for your father. So I'm trying to remember to tell you that. So sale on shout out, and I'll do the personal shout out for Father's Day. All right, so now it's out there. It is one of the most important things that you can do on this planet, and that is to turn men back to the Father, and ladies too, but men back to the fathers. And for that reason, right now, and every Wednesday, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
From the South Lawn of the White House.
Apparently in place. President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz is back open tonight and that Iran will sign the deal later this week.
Who's the man?
Through the dark hours of the night, the rockets fired and the bombs exploded.
FBI is disrupting an alleged plot. The alleged plan included explosive-packed drones.
Thank you, soldier.
Knicks ended the NBA Finals beating the Spurs 94-90. Some took that excitement a little too far.
We're like children. We're not men.
No, we're not. We're not men.
What a mess. Great work from the Anchor Baby. That's his work, not mine. I take no credit, but I'm grateful. A whole lot of people don't understand the great white hope, Donald Trump. And they don't understand why is it that he can't be stopped. He cannot be stopped from doing good. It's not like he's doing evil. He's doing good. And then evil, working through people, all races, male and female at this point, are trying to stop one man from doing good. Think about that. They're trying to stop one man from doing good. Does that remind you of someone else named Jesus? I'm just throwing the name out there just in case you're not you don't remember. Then they try to stop one man from doing good. Jesus the Christ. Donald Trump is working overtime to make America great again. And just think about the oppositions that has been coming against him. Three or so, maybe four now, threats and attacks to try to kill him. To try to kill him. He's been shot in the ear or a glass with a bullet on the ear. Other people have tried to kill him. They can't even kill him. You can't take his life until God allows you to do that. God protects his own. But this man is trying to bring back America, make America great again, jobs and deport illegal aliens and the criminals, get them out of the country. Anyone who is here illegal is a criminal. I don't care how long they've been here and how established they're supposed to be. They're still criminals. You broke the law to get here. Remember he over there at the Pennsylvania Butler in Pennsylvania back in 2024, July 13th, they shot him in the ear, according to all the report. The court system has tried to stop him from deporting illegal aliens, from doing other things that will make America great again. And you know, you've heard how the people are blaming him for the gas prices being high, food prices high, as though they were not already high, expensive under Biden. They act like it all of a sudden happened with Trump. The media goes against him. Liberal and some conservative. Even when he went over to Iran, and according to reports, there are other countries in Europe that would not help him when we help them. What the? Well, he's like, okay, that's fine. I got to do what I got to do. I got to bring home the bacon. And now that it looked like the deal is sealed, they're still working on it, but it looked like it's going to be finished. He was over there the other day, or maybe he's still there. They're making boots. All of them want to kiss up at Trump. They want to be seen with him. They want to, even some of the Allah Abbas countries offering to spend money into the United States now and everything. They call him names. They personally attack him. They say he has something to do with that man, the island. What's that guy's name with that?
Epstein?
Yeah, Epstein thing. Like they're supposed to stop you. Nothing can stop Donald Trump. Why don't you pay attention to that rather than being angry and jealous of it and not learn from it? You didn't say anything with Christ. You were jealous of Christ. Not you, but the people that lived then. And they didn't learn from him because they were jealous. Don't be jealous of the rich man. Learn from the rich man. How did you become rich? What is it that I'm missing? Don't be jealous. Wish them well. So the president's life was according to report, was attempted. They tried to kill him down in Butler and then in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then at the Washington Hotel there in D.C., remember? According to NPR. And you know why? And that's why I bring this up. Because what Trump, you know, Christ said, hey, don't be like worshiping me. It ain't me doing this work. It's the Father in me doing the work. They're like, oh, you king. And they call Trump king too. Oh, what a nice analogy. They call Christ king. And don't they call Trump king? I rest my case. And Christ said, no, it's not me. I'm just here, and my Father is working through me. My Father and I are one. It's not me doing the work. Don't wish it me. Greater work, the same work I'm doing, says Christ. You're going to do greater, or you can do greater. Donald Trump is doing greater work than even Christ. He's making America great again. He is bringing peace around the world, just like Christ. Are you all going to call, you know how y'all call Jesus God now? Are you going to call the great white hope, Donald Trump, God? He's doing greater works. Some people even said, some said because they heard others said it, not because they know for sure if it's true or not, but they said Donald Trump is being controlled by Israel, by Israel, by the president of Israel. Donald Trump is telling this man how the cow ate the cabbage. But I don't hear these people coming back saying, you know what, I made a mistake. Maybe he's not being controlled by Netanyahu. Maybe I'm wrong. But I want you to know, and I'm using Donald Trump as an example of a living physical example of what's in you too. But you won't let it go and live. Donald Trump is the ruler of his own world. And as a result, he's the ruler of the whole world. Think about that. Some people call him amazing. They say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And around the world, they hold king rallies honoring Donald Trump. King rallies. Think about that. They held king rally for the Christ. Some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. Dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. I call him the great white hope. And they're like, why do you call him the great white hope? He's making America great again, bringing hope to the people. And he's white. I rest my case. But you can do it too, folks. greater worst thing you can do, even what Donald Trump is doing. But you got to be you. You got to be the real you. Stop being the no you. Stop being you, and the real you will be realized, and then the greater works will be done. And this I promise you, men and women, you got to become an individual. You can't be divided and expect to do greater works. And in spite of what they try to do to stop him, and they'll try to do it to you too, believe me. When you wake up and become an individual, your little crowd that you hang out with, your little group that you meet with, they're going to hate you for it. And they're going to turn on you. Your little mama and your little brothers and your little sisters and sometimes your own daddy, your earthly daddy, will turn on you. But you won't bother, it won't bother you. You won't turn on them, meaning you won't judge them. Isn't that amazing? But you got to be you. You got to drop your anger. Christ and his father were dispassionate people, spirits, or whatever you want to call it. They were dispassionate. They were not emotional. They were not into feeling good and then feeling bad and feeling bad and feeling good. They were not into that, period. But you are because you've been told to be that way and you and your father, the devil, are one. Emotional, worried, depressed, jealousy, gossipy, envy, thrill. You can overcome it, but you got to drop the anger. You must forgive. And then you shall be free. Why don't you give it a try and see what happens? And they still hate the Son of God. They hate Donald Trump. They hate him. And it's not them that's hating him. Just like it's not your own family members or your friends hating you. It's the spirit of evil that made a home in them that hate the spirit of good in you when you change from evil to good. This is from X. A Michigan nurse, a female by the name of Rhonda Lee, has provided in-home care. I mean, who provides in-home care for elderly? For the elderly? A nurse for the elderly. What the? Has been identified as the one who said she would drive to D.C. and put a knife to President Trump's throat. Watch this from X.
God, please kill this motherfucker. He needs to fucking die. I've never felt like that about anyone. Given my profession, it's counterintuitive. But you know what? That guy. He needs to die. I have never been a violent person, but I'm about to drive up there with my neck knife and get that a smiley face across his god neck. Him. I hate that.
See the hell in her? How would you like to have that as a home health nurse? She come to your house every day and be your nurse. What would happen if she came one day in that mood? So when she walk in, those patients, y'all better look and see if she has a knife in her purse. Isn't that something? That's evil. That's not love. Donald Trump never done anything to her. And even if he had, that's not a reason to hate. That is insane. But that's evil. And you know the interesting thing about this female and the situation she's dealing with, according to X, is that it's not her. It's something inside of her. And that same thing is inside of you. It makes you feel sad. It makes you stressful. It makes you lonely. It causes you to be depressed, suicidal, worry about tomorrow. It's the same thing. And the interesting thing about that, and this is like mind-blowing to me, really. This is like mind-blowing to me, what I'm about to tell you. If I didn't see it, wasn't allowed to see it for myself, I would not believe it. Ain't no way I can believe it on my own. This female, with all of that anger, and according to the response from X about Donald Trump, she's still your sister, my sister. She is still one with us, with those men and women who are overcoming that. And what's happening is not her. Your sister is sick. Sickness has made a home in her body, but it's not her. And that's why you can't judge. You can't judge that woman carrying on. You see the evil in her, and you better watch out. I wouldn't want her to be my home health care nurse, that's for sure. But you can't hate her, because if you judge her, you're judging Christ. Isn't that amazing? You still must forgive her. That doesn't mean you hang out with her, though. I wouldn't take the risk. But you can't judge her. If you judge the least of them, you're judging Christ. If she hurts someone, you put her in jail. But you can't judge her, because it's not her. She is, behind all that mess, wishing the devil, but God put her here on earth as he put you here and me and everybody. And we got to love one another. Love your enemy. You can't hate that female. I want to show you one more time what she, according to X. And just think about that. All that hatred. And she's talking about if she could drive to D.C. or go to D.C., she'd slash the president's throat. The president of the United States. I want you to, without judgment, watch this female and see the hell in her. Look beyond. Don't think of it as her, but watch the hell in her. Speaking through her, reacting through her, talking to her, and then if she can calm down, you ask, what did he do to you? She'll be like Whoopi Goldberg on The View with the vice president. She won't be able to find anything he done to her. Just like you can't find anything that anyone has ever done to you that would cause you to react. So I want you to watch this with a different mindset, a clear mind. From X, Michigan nurse, a female by the name of Rhonda Lee, who provides in-home care for the elderly, has been identified as the one who said she would drive to D.C. and put a knife to President Trump's throat. Watch this from X.
God, please kill this motherfucker. He needs to fucking die. I've never felt like that about anyone. Given my profession, it's counterintuitive. But you know what? That guy. He needs to die. I have never been a violent person, but I'm about to drive up there with my neck knife and get that a smiley face across his goddamn neck. Him. I hate that.
Do you see Satan in her? Working through her body, her mind, and reacting through her body? That's what you do when you react to any given situation. He's working through your mind and through your body. And you think it's you. I had never heard of a knife, throat knife. Have you heard of Anchor Bay?
Of what?
A knife made to cut your throat. She said something like she had her cutthroat knife or something.
She seemed so mad that she wasn't even speaking right.
Oh. And what intuitive?
Intuitive?
Yeah. She said that she a homeless customer, and that's intuitive that she cut her throat. What does intuitive mean?
That you could discern or like figure something out without thinking too much about it. That it would be obvious. If something is intuitive, it's like a natural. It's like obvious. Obvious course of action. So she's saying that that's the obvious thing to do as a caretaker. I don't know.
Can you see the devil working through her,
speaking to her,
talking to her? Her body reacted, and the devil making her body react that way?
For sure.
You can see it
clearly? Pure evil. Yeah, no, yeah. It's pure evil. There's nothing rational. Because think about it. She posted this.
Yeah.
There's no thinking to this. You understand? Like, it's evil. There's no thinking to that, because if someone even thought a little bit, they'd be like, oh, I'm posting a crime. Right. I'm talking about a crime and posting it. Like, it's
that's
evil.
That's the devil in her.
Right.
That's why in the word, it says, judge not that you be not judged. So right there, she's judging and she's being judged. All the pain she's having is being judged right then and there. When she put it out, coming right back on her, because it's happening to her in her.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So Hank is telling me, Hank ain't that's it. That she said counterintuitive. What does that mean?
I guess she's saying that I'm a caretaker. I shouldn't usually do this, but that's how mad this guy makes me.
Oh, yeah, a caretaker talking about cutting your throat. People,
but it's counterintuitive to to kill someone as a caretaker. But this is important.
Contrary to the...
Right. Contrary to intuition.
Intuition. Oh, thank you, Hay and Derek. Amazing. But I really want to expose the devil inside of you folks so you can see him for yourself. But all if you watch her movements, that's the same movement. That's the same shock. That's the same thing you feel in your body when you listen to thoughts. You may not be talking about cutting someone's throat, but you may be having fear. The shock that you see going through her, it's the same thing that goes through you, but most of the time you don't pay attention to it, and you call it you. You saw an earthquake happen there through her. Shock, pain after pain after pain. How many shocks have you had today? Did you count them? Since you opened your eyes this morning, did you get a feeling like, oh, this is a bad day today? Or this is going to be a rough day? Or what's going to happen today? Or what happened yesterday? You woke up thinking about yesterday. Your shadow was right there with you, meaning your memories of the past yesterday. What shocked you this morning? That's the same thing that's happening to her. Jesse. That's evil in her, folks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not you. It's the spirit that made a home. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Oh, who is that? Amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Announcement. This Sunday, if the Lord is willing, is Father's Day. Oh, we love my father. He's amazing. And we're doing shout-outs to the fathers. And there are discounts, a sale price on Father's Day shout-outs. Personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Shout-out, go to Cameo. Father's Day shout-out, birthday shout-outs, wedding, whatever the shout-out is, there's a sale on right now. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Shout out for Father's Day. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Billy is coming up at 2 p.m. today. Live show with Bill on Punchy TV. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Amazing. And the ladies forum tomorrow night. Thursday night, ladies, at 7 p.m. Let me go back. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Brady, your phone is, I can't hear you. I hear you, but it's all bubbly, static here.
Can you hear me now, sir?
I can, yes.
Oh, I wanted to wish you a happy Manhood Wednesday.
Amazing. Thank you.
I was wondering what time Michelle Obama is calling in.
What do you mean by that?
Because it's Manhood Wednesday, baby. She's a man.
No, she's not.
Oh, come on now, Jesse. You're not going to fall for that one.
Brady, what proof do you have that Michelle Obama is a man?
I got lots of proof.
Like what?
There's record. Go back to what her original name is. It's Michael Robinson.
Anyway, why is that important to you?
Because I don't like when the American people have been deceived, and then all the black people stand behind her and say she's a woman.
And why does that bother? Why does that bother you? What other people do?
Because I don't like liars, thieves, or anything like that about it. I like the truth. And Barack Obama was anything but the truth.
And do you hate the liar that's inside of you?
Oh, yes, I do. I very much despise that person, that entity is.
If you hate the liar inside of you, why don't you drop him?
Because they keep going on, just like at the UFC fight.
I said inside of you, why don't you drop the liar that made a home in you?
I'm working on it, but like I said,
why don't you drop it? You don't have to work on it, just drop it.
Okay.
Your phone messing up again. Hey.
It just came back. I had a call come in. But what I'm saying is, here you had somebody in the White House, supposedly as a woman, the first lady, yet it's a man.
I got to go, Brady. That's nonsense talk. That's a waste of time. You don't know what you're talking about, man. I can't let you say that about Michelle with no proof. And even if you have proof, what has to do with you? Amazing. Let me go to Beth, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Beth, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Beth.
Good. I was just calling to get you an update. We talked last week. I had a counseling session with you, and I really appreciate all the advice you gave me. I didn't think I'd ever do it, but I called. I forgave my mom, my dad, and my sister, and it just is great. Everything went really well, and I feel like a huge weight's been lifted.
You sound better. You sound freer.
Yes. Oh, much freer. I feel like a 100-pound weight's been lifted. It's just, it's great, and just wanted to say thank you. And anybody that's shaking in their boots and scared, it is worth it every step of it. Do it. Get it over with. It's great. I waited a long time to do it, and you really helped me a lot, and I really appreciate it.
And what did your mother say when you called and forgave her?
She kind of didn't understand why I was forgiving her. And then when I explained it was for a lifetime and not just the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And she got it then. And we've had some really good conversations.
Nice.
And my father was very receptive and very thankful. And my sister didn't understand it all, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I did it for me, not for them.
That's right. Absolutely. Oh, man, you sound totally different. Freer now, happier.
Oh, much better, much better. And really starting to hear the Lord in silent prayer this morning. He kind of, I got the difference between observing and not judging. And just that, I don't owe other people explanations about my decisions and what I'm doing. Just, do what I need to do and just be, it's just so much easier. So.
Well, now, if you stay with it, meaning that you stay with the silent prayer and don't forget to be aware, stay present with God, you're going to finally live the life that was created for you.
Absolutely. I already see it. I mean, I heard at the fellowship on Sunday the explanation about there was the gentleman that was driving in traffic, and he said, yep, that was the devil. And I was like, wow, it's that easy to see the first thought.
Yes.
Everything just sort of came together over the weekend for me, and it's wonderful. It's enlightening, and just really appreciate what you do. So
right on, Beth. Amazing. Stay with it now. Yeah. It's just getting better, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll stay with it and excited to see what the Lord has for us.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Beth, stay with it. I'm telling you, now that you're forgiven, the heart has changed, and the kingdom of heaven is in the heart. It's in the heart. It's of the love and not hate. Anyone that has love, not emotional love, that's not love. Not a feeling love, that's not love. When you have love, you're then and now in the kingdom of heaven. You're home with the Father. And the Father is rejoicing. His child, son or daughter, has returned. And so if you want counseling, we have the best counseling service on the planet, by the way. Go to by phone, Skype, or in-house, go to JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, if you want counseling. But be patient. My schedule is really, really full, but we put you in. The young lady will make the appointment, and if someone cancels, the next person in line, we'll get you in as soon as possible, all right? Amazing! Super, super!
Super chat!
Super chat!
Super chats.
We got some super chats here. We do appreciate it. Buy meacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Asia bought you a coffee.
Thank you, Asia.
Hi, Jesse and crew. Jesse, can you ask the men at the fellowship if they would like to come on the show for Manhood Hour? I would like to hear from them as well. Also, Jesse, how do you pray for your enemies?
By not hating them, by not judging them, by not getting angry at them, but wishing them well. Amazing. Just let God's will be done. Don't judge them. And then you're praying. Amazing.
And what do you say, She Black?
She Black, amazing. Thank you.
Mike, it says Milk. Milk and Sambo says welcomes new JLP show members wearing pants. And Richard also welcome new JLP show members.
Right on. Thank you, guys. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Bree with some coffee says, good morning, Jesse. I hope you and the crew have a wonderful Wednesday. It's been too many days, and now I miss Hake. Please tell him to stop having such a beta immune system. Praying hands emoji. Heart emoji. Oh, yeah, I got to do the emojis. I'll be a better Hake, Bree. I miss him, too.
Well, everybody miss Hake. The Hake News, the Hake Report. I think Hake needs to take some vitamins.
Mike Young with a...
Right on. He'll be back soon. Amazing. Thank you.
And there was a black heart and a thinking emoji with Asia. Amazing. Mike Young with a coffee says, hey, Jesse, I don't know if you even wasted your time to watch the evil females on The View debating Vice President J.D. Vance. And I might be wrong about this, but you think he should never waste his time because you just can't be debating with angry people?
We have my producer gave me a soundbite from that. Apparently, J.D. Vance went on The View. And it was interesting, I heard. And we have that coming up for you. Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
Angband Art says, asks, is Hake...
Ask!
Hake is volunteering for ICE? Storm.
Now with that beta back. Amazing. Thank you.
Storm Pro. Appreciate the super chat. No message.
Thank you. Who's that?
Storm Probe.
Thank you, Storm Probe. I appreciate it.
And Heat with the coffee for the biblical question answer.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
It means the Son is in agreement with the Father. He came to do the Father's will on earth as it is in heaven.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jesse. Bought you some coffees.
Thank you. Amazing.
I will see you at the Men's Forum and Fellowship in the first week of August. Flying in from Canada. Happy late birthday, brother. Love you.
Her around the world. Thank you. And if the Lord is willing and increase, don't rise. I'll see you in August. And thank you for the birthday wish. My birthday was May 22nd, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Scale says Trump is the chosen one. That's why they hate him.
Yep. They hate the man or the woman who becomes an individual. The one thing that you are not allowed to do is to leave hell, to leave the crowd, to leave your family. They'll go after you. One is getting away, and Satan said, go after that one. Stop him or stop her. Don't let them leave hell. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe writes, simply saying howdy from across the pond. Remember, June is Veterans Month. It's not official, yet I declare. One question. What does the Great White Hope have to say in this fine day?
And you remind me that July is White History Month. We are celebrating 9 years of White History Month next month, July 2026. And so you can go online now, go to RebuildingAMan.com, and get your Why History Month t-shirts. Are the hats available?
Not right now. Not right now.
But the t-shirts are available. We have other things coming up there, too. So go and get your Why History merch. Don't wait too late. All right? And let me see what the Great White Hope has to say.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you, Donald Trump. Amazing.
And that's
all
for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I want to, I'm looking at the clock, man. Amazing how fast the time goes by. I want to show you another example of evil. And that white people under genocide. How come it's easier for people to say that other races are under genocide, but not for white people when you know that it is happening? Why is that? What the? Are you going to wait till 100 years go by, then you're going to remember, oh, remember when white people are under genocide? Nobody said a word except Jesse from JesseLeePeterson.com. And it's rare. It's like really rare when you see white people standing up to the blacks, that's for sure. And not all blacks, but most. You don't see white people standing up. I mean, it's like it's the worst nightmare possible for a white person to stand up to a black person because of the fear of being called racist. That's why. Or maybe losing a job or being called racist, losing a job or whatever. And the blacks know it. And so those blacks who don't have love, because there are black men and women who have love now, they have realized that it was never the white people or person. It was never slavery. It was never Jim Crow. It was never racism or DEI or any of that. It came from their home, their mother or grandmother. And so they forgave and they realized they have been lied to. The white man is not their enemy. Racism does not exist. It's a white woman. Ask a black man around 50 to stop playing music in a doctor's waiting room. He refused, isn't that typical? And threatened to have his girlfriend beat her up. Watch this from X.
Do you want to be in public?
No.
To your world.
This is my world. I'm living here.
I'm sitting over here with my damn lugs tonight.
So that's yours.
I'm not
here because
I'm a grown adult. I'm not interrupting these other folks.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to sit over here.
Okay,
I'm going to keep my damn phone on.
You're acting like a 12-year-old. Come on, man. We're like 50 years old. Really? All that?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
What
are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do?
Curse your
That's not going to hurt me. It's going to show your maturity. I asked you, you don't know who you're dealing with. What are you going to do? Meet me outside and shoot me? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm going to let my girlfriend beat your ass.
Because I asked you to turn your phone down? Grow up.
Stop talking to me, man.
Grow up.
A white woman doing a white man's job. What the? And it sounds like he did say, I'm going to have my girlfriend beat you up outside. That's funny. She asked, we going to go outside and shoot me? I wonder why. This is hell on earth, folks. And you cannot live in fear. The only way you're going to overcome hell, you got to go through the fear. You got to overcome the fear. And once you overcome fear, it doesn't mean you're going to be doing crazy things. You're not going to run around yelling at black people or anyone else. But you got to overcome. And it's just unfortunate that white people have been blamed for everything in their own country. And so this black man is acting that way. She shouldn't even have to tell him to turn your phone down. You're in a doctor's waiting room, office there, the waiting room. why would you have to tell an adult person, turn your phone down, turn your music down? Isn't it like common sense? Didn't your mama teach you, don't be acting out in the public, baby? A grown man cursing and carrying on like that because the lady, according to S, asked him to turn his phone down. Talk about black fatigue. It is real. Black fatigue is real. And white people fed up with it. Really, they're just sick of it now. It's like being in a bad marriage and you fight so much, arguing so much, day in and day out. Then finally you say, you know what? I'm just fed up with this. I'm out of here. Bye. What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth. But you got to forgive. You got to forgive your mothers. You got to forgive your father. This is a journey that you have to take alone. You have to become, and you can become like the Great White Hope. You can become your own man, your own woman. You really can. But you got to work on you. All this stuff you see going on in the news, in the reports, and the government and local and federal government, they are doing it because they are about themselves. And they keep your attention by creating all these thrills that make you watch the news, make you watch this report and that report, because they need you to be unaware so they can use you for a reason, money and power. That's all it's about. It's about nothing else. It's not about love. Right anger news is reporting. A white man in the Bronx is receiving massive praise for helping a fellow white man prevent his bike from being stolen by a thug in broad daylight. Watch this from X.
Amazing,
huh?
I recommend you get a copy of my book.
Talk about black fatigue.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away.
Back
from
in a moment, one more hour to go. Back, and I'll take your calls when I come back.
Away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth. And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Just...
That was an amazing second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And yes, another Manhood Hour is coming right up. That's two Manhood Hours every Wednesday. Celebrate. We got some news for you, okay? Before the third hour, a moment, please. Fox News is reporting some more details on the alleged White House attack plot tied to the UFC event. Everything that comes out on this is crazier than the last. Officials on Tuesday released new details about the five suspects accused of plotting a mass casualty event targeting Donald Trump and other high-profile officials during the UFC Freedom 250 event held at the White House on Sunday. Prosecutors allege the group, who were arrested in June during a multi-state sweep, coordinated an ambush involving explosive-laden drones intended to strike the north side of the White House, something you've probably heard of by now. The suspects have been identified as Tyson C. Proper, a 19-year-old of Ohio, Brian Omar Roa, 24-year-old out of California, Michael Allen Thomas, 32, from California, Daniel K. Eskridge, 32, of Kidder, Missouri, and Abraham Hermosillo Alvarez, 31, of Omaha, Nebraska. So Proper, Roa, Thomas, Eskridge, and Alvarez. Is it a diverse crew? I haven't seen any pictures. Here are five chilling details investigators have uncovered. The first one being an evacuation trap that was targeting Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Elon Musk. So officials said the group planned to target multiple high-profile officials. According to the documents, the plan was the suspects intended to launch explosive-laden drones, which would detonate above the crowd, forcing panicked attendees and high-value targets to flee to a southern evacuation point in what effectively served as a pre-designated kill zone. Authorities say the evacuation area was covered by five separate sniper teams positioned to ambush fleeing officials. According to charging documents, the snipers were instructed to initiate their part of the plan, eliminating high-value targets first, then the retaliatory forces such as the Secret Service, the National Guard, and law enforcement. Investigators allege that Alvarez, whom prosecutors identified as the online ringleader, listed intended targets in an encrypted group chat using coded references, including one for Trump, two for Vice President J.D. Vance, and for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Musk for Elon Musk. They plotted to rob a military ammunition plant. Officials said the group discussed a backup plan to steal military ordnance after determining that its members lacked the expertise needed to manufacture homemade explosives. According to investigators, the group's drone builder proposed targeting a military industrial facility to obtain the necessary explosive material. Identifying a Kansas Army ammunition plant as the most viable target. Authorities said Eskridge responded enthusiastically to the proposal, claiming he had a guy digging into Parsons assembly facility. So they planned this out. They had safe houses, bunkers, jailbreak plans, and a hit list fueled by what they're describing as demonic infant sacrifice conspiracies. Investigators said the alleged plot was driven by a mix of extreme anti-government ideology, anti-Semitic beliefs, and bizarre satanic conspiracy theories. According to court documents, Thomas told FBI agents he believed the U.S. government is controlled by a secret elite protected by the president that sacrifices and consumes infants. Was this guy getting one-shotted by Epstein hoax conspiracy? Dude, that stuff is done. Investigators also cited writings allegedly authored by Proper, youngest member of the group, at 19. Authorities said Proper kept a journal outlining his belief that a larger group worships a demonic figure and engages in the ritual sacrifices of children. And they also even amassed an arsenal financed by, as you heard on the JLP show, graduation money. Proper, 19, allegedly quit his job and spent roughly $3,000 of his graduation money, which is implying there was more graduation money, no? Only $3,000 of it. To purchase thousands of rounds of ammunition, ballistic plates, an AR-style rifle, and a bullpup rifle painted with an American flag. So, those are some of the details that have come out with this insane terror plot. But enough of that. We got the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How y'all? I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. What did he mean when he said that? Amazing biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just got to do what you got to do. I understand it because we're on different time zones around the world. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Heard around the world. So different time zone for different folks. You can podcast the show if you got to run around while it's happening. No matter what you do, you still can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, my bad. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, right? Yeah, JLP Talk. My bad. He black. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we got to get to your super chats. It is Wednesday, and the last hour of the show today. And as a result of it being Wednesday, and the last 2 hours are rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
From the South Lawn of the White House.
The lawn is apparently in place. President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz is back open tonight and that Iran will sign the deal later this week.
Who's the man?
Through the dark hours of the night, the rockets fired and the bombs exploded.
FBI is disrupting an alleged plot. The alleged plan included explosive-packed drones.
Thank you, soldier.
Knicks ended the NBA Finals, beating the Spurs 94-90. Some took that excitement a little too far.
children. We're not men.
No, we're not. We're not men.
I mean, bring the men back home. If ever the world needed them, they need them now. Not tomorrow, but now. Bring back that order of God in Christ, Christ in men, man over woman, woman over children. I got to do a shout out to your friend, my friend, and everybody's friend. Justice. Justice. Shout out. I hope you're well. Very nice lady. Really. Working on herself, and it's amazing. Amazing. I wanted to show you one quick soundbite, and then I get to your calls. Because this is hell on earth. Are you starting to see now that it is hell on earth? But it's inside of human beings, and human beings put out there on the earth what's inside of them. Human beings are evil. There's nothing good in human nature. Human nature is wicked. No such thing as a good human being. And that you can bank on and never worry. And never worry. I want to show you these people. This is called jealousy of rich people. That's what this is and nothing more. Human beings are evil. Jealousy is not good. I've never thought that one day humans in America would be so jealous of the rich. Who made them think and feel that way? Who encouraged this? It wasn't always this way. In America, you could be rich, you could be poor, you could be what you want to be. But now they are jealous of the rich. Exodus reported, children ages 12, children ages roughly 8 to 12, dressed in pink gear, protested outside of Elon Musk's Tesla diner in Los Angeles, using microphones, middle fingers, and chalk drawing while chanting against Musk as part of a Tesla takedown campaign. Did I hear that in the news right now? You reported on that?
No.
Oh, okay. Watch this from X.
Eating these stupid fries that innocent children die.
Amazing, huh? Children. They're white. They appear to be white. These parents do not love their children. They hate their children, and they are using their own children for personal thrills. Can you imagine that? Look what's happening in my country. And it's going to get worse. Those parents hate the children. Really, no love. And those kids have no idea what they're doing, believe me. They're doing it because mama and daddy let them do it, and it's all for the thrill. They're getting a thrill from it. And the mother getting a thrill, too, and the father, if the father involved. Let me go to first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Markel out of Pennsylvania. Markel, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Markel.
I just want to thank you for everything you've done, for your advice that you give. I've forgiven my parents, and I asked them to forgive me. And ever since then, I've just felt this freedom. So I appreciate that advice. It's like a weight off my shoulders. So right, I just want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. But you don't have to, you're not supposed, but you're fine. Don't go back and ask again, but you're not supposed to ask anyone to forgive you. You forgive them, and God has forgiven you. You'll be fine.
That, you know, that's a good point, because when I asked my mother to forgive me, that didn't really go so well. But when I asked my father, it went well. But yeah, my mom, she's just like, oh, what do you mean? Like, forgive me. You know, you're asking, you want to forgive me or whatever the case may be. She made a big stink about it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's harder for women to admit, especially mothers. It is harder for them to admit that they are wrong than it is the fathers in most cases, because the mothers love being victims and they love blaming others for their issues.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she didn't want to take any accountability at all. She said, oh, I tried my best and everything else. You know, your father wasn't around, blah, 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 just making a bunch of excuses.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, right on, man. Now you're on your way. Now that you're forgiven, you're back with the Father God. You and the Father one. All you got to do now is do the silent prayer and practice staying present rather than lost in your, drifting away into your imagination, thinking about the past or the future and all that mess. Just live now, and it's going to blow your mind, man. What an amazing life. You will have a perfect life, all right?
All right, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm still working on it. There's some things I still had to work through, but I see things getting better as time goes on. So you're right about that.
Right on. Amazing.
Amazing. I wanted to answer the biblical question of what Jesus meant by
it. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
Yes, yeah. So what I believe what Jesus meant by that is that pretty much Jesus is God. He was saying, I am God.
And why do you believe he's saying that he is God?
Well, the Father, he's God, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, and then so what does it mean to be one? Doesn't it mean to be the same?
I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday.
That's true. Well, can you answer, but, like, what does one
what
mean?
Do you
like,
mean
what does one mean to you?
I'm sorry?
I said, so what does one mean to you?
One me one.
So could one
like
have
one.
Another? Right, but could one have like another application? Could one mean same? Could that mean that?
One me one. I want to respond too, because that's a really good question, and but I gotta wait until Sunday, man.
All righty.
But
why
why do you see that meaning that he, just for understanding to other people too, why do you say he's, when he said, I am my Father one, why do you say that that means God?
Well, I say that because the Father is God. And you know that saying, like Father, like Son?
Right.
So if he's saying, like, me and the Father are one, we're unified. To me, I looked at that as he's saying, like, hey, me and my Father are the same.
And so you, now that you're forgiven your earthly father, you and your father are one. Am I right?
Yes.
So does that make you the father?
It does. I mean, it makes me and the father the same, right? We're both humans. He's a man. I'm a man. We're both the same, right?
But
Jesus is God. The Father's God. They're both God.
So does that make you the father?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily make me a father, but if I had a child, I would be a father.
But
I could be a father.
No, if the frog didn't have a glass ass, he wouldn't have broken when he jumped either. But so does that make you, not as you and your earthly father one, does that make you the father?
No, it doesn't make me a father. But look, here's one thing me and my father have in common. We're both sons, right? I have a grandfather, so he's a son. I'm his son. We're both sons,
but
right?
Is that making you the father?
No, it doesn't make me a father, no.
The father. Does it make you the father?
No, it does not make me the father.
Okay. Amazing. But I
amazing.
I appreciate. Do you listen to the Fellowship on Sunday?
Sometimes. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Okay, I'm going to respond to this on Sunday. If you get a chance, you can either podcast it and listen, or listen later, whatever. But I will respond to it on Sunday.
All right, sounds good.
But it's very interesting, though. You made me think about something else, so thank you.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Let me go to, there's a light open. You want to jump in there now. We're going to move as many calls as possible in this last hour. Let me go to Mimi, your friend, my friend, and the world friend, Mimi from L.A. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi, how you?
I'm good. How are you? Well.
No woman is good. Only God is good.
Wait, I missed that. I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, no woman is good. Only God is good.
I caught myself this time.
But,
oh, man. Well, I wanted to answer the biblical question, and the gentleman that was just on the line, he gave some great perspective. But, you know, I think that there's only one Father.
So the question is, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
I think he made multiple references to doing his Father's work. And so I think that he means that the Father is not only within him, but the actions that he does, the things, his purpose comes from his Father. And if his purpose is tied to the Father, then everything that he does would be as if the Father was physically doing it himself.
Jesus said, what did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? And I'm sorry, you said me what?
I just mean that it means that his purpose, his spirit, all of those things are connected to the Father. So when you see Jesus, you see the Father through action, through his words, through you know, just his intent and his heart. You see everything in Jesus. You would see the Father without having to see the Father.
Okay. Interesting.
Jesse. It's amazing, but we have to always wait until Sunday. So
that's right.
It's also like on the edge of our seats to see, you know, what what wisdom you add to this discussion. So
amazing. I appreciate your response to it, though. And
because
that's what it takes. These questions are to encourage men and women to know themselves, see what's going on, watch and know themselves.
Right. Jesse, I have another question. I have two questions,
all
if
right.
possible. I know you're taking as many calls, so I'm going to go quick. One, the first question is, and you know how I lean when it comes to our president, but our president was wealthy before the presidency. Do you think that it's the money that makes the doors open, or that he's able to enjoy the life that he lived before the presidency? Or is it just a natural, innate part of who he was? You know how some people just have a really engaging personality and it brings them wealth? Is that a thing?
What do you mean by, is it money that made the door open? What do you mean by that?
Right, because like without him being wealthy, obviously there were rooms that he's been in that only wealthy people are in. But is it because of the money, or is it because he has a captivating personality, or both? Would he still be who he is with whether he was blessed with being born into a wealthy family?
And who is
am
he?
I just thinking too?
And who is he?
A wealthy man. But he's also not just a wealthy man. He's also someone that kind of is, well, no, I'm not even going to tiptoe around it. He's a leader.
But have you ever seen money create a leader?
No, that is my answer. Okay. That's true. That is very true.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, there's my answer. Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse.
And then you had a second question. Yeah, go ahead.
I did. Really quickly. So if there is a someone, particularly in my life, that I'm very captivated by, and he has a very captivating personality, but I know for sure that it's probably not best that I engage
this person. You'd have met another man.
No, I haven't met. It's not somebody new.
You're going back to that man.
I'm asking. See,
don't tell me you
don't make
back.
Any assumptions. Don't make any assumptions, Jesse.
All right.
But you know, I think that the reason why I asked the question about Trump is because there are some people that walk the earth that tend to be natural leaders, that tend to be very captivating. And how do you not be kind of enamored or not really mesmerized, but how do you not admire some of those things in other people?
By not being captivated.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not that God didn't bless them with, a captivating personality, a captivating spirit. They're very captivating.
What does captivating mean? Maybe I understand that.
You're interested. They're interesting. They're engaging. They are someone that you want to know more about anytime that you see them. Captivating. They captivate your attention.
Ever since the Great White Hope walked on the scene, and he was coming down the elevator, he first announced he was going to run for president, I realized that something else was driving him, someone else and something else, and it was a good. And so I'm like, that is the next president. And so I said to the people right away, make sure you don't worship him, though. Keep a space between you and Donald Trump. And that way, when you don't agree with something that he says or does, it won't make you an instant enemy of him. You won't feel like he is the bad person and blah, blah, blah. Keep a space. You're not supposed to be captivated. There should always be a space between you and whomever so that the spirit of truth can be between the two of you and guide you. And then you can appreciate the talents or the personality without being captivated.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that wasn't what I was expecting. It's funny how your mind starts to start to let things settle in.
Yes.
Because I was looking for something very, very light and fun and fluffy and feel good. And that was more so just kind of brings you back to love, because if you truly care about someone and whatever that case is, you let God do the loving and you don't get involved with that, because just as much as you would love someone or be captivated by them, you could easily start not liking them, hating them.
Yes.
Despising them. So probably the opposite of captivating is despising someone.
I promise you, the very person that you're captivated by, you're going to end up hating that person. You're going to end up trying to hurt that person. Your captivation will turn to hate. The moment they say or do something that doesn't go with your values or you don't agree with, that the captivation is gone.
Well, but what's interesting is that happened. And it helped me to see just how yucky I could be when that person didn't do what I wanted them to do.
Yes.
And it was embarrassing. And it happened last week, and it was embarrassing. And they actually called me something that I have not heard, and it hurt me so bad. And it wasn't even a bad word. They called me corny, and I was like, what? What do you mean? And basically, they were like, what you just did to me was super corny.
See?
And I was like, dang it, it was.
But you captivated it.
I know. And then I had to backtrack and try to apologize, and they weren't here for that. They didn't want the apology, and it was just embarrassing. so.
Because captivation is just another emotion. And all emotions that come from the ego like that are evil. It's not love. It's not solid. It's built on sand, not on a solid ground. It's not real.
So I should stop trying to apologize and just let it go and walk away from
it. Yeah, move on now, because now you're feeling silly. And so now you're trying to still protect the ego rather than taking the pain of feeling silly and see that it's not even you feeling silly so that you don't go down that road anymore.
Yeah, but it was definitely me that did the stupid thing.
What do you mean?
Like the one that did what I did when this person didn't do what I wanted.
And you did the stupid thing, you say?
Yeah, it was not smart. Forget it being smart, it was evil.
And when you say you did the stupid thing, you said it was definitely me doing the stupid thing. Who were you referring to?
Well, the me that didn't get what I wanted.
But who is the you that done the stupid thing?
That's where I know the answer to that, but it just feels like it was so me. That's the ego tying me to that. And I don't want to let go because I want to take responsibility. I want to fix it. I want it to not have happened. I want to be
you said
all,
it
would, all,
yeah, but
all
it was definitely me who did the stupid thing. Who is the definite me that did the stupid thing?
It's the not me.
What do you mean by that?
It's the spirit of evil driving me to be captivated, then despise the person and try to do and feel and say and act the way I was acting.
How do you know that's true?
I know I'm supposed to say that.
Who said you're supposed
to
say that?
No, I know that this is what this work is supposed to reveal.
Okay.
But I don't know. Sometimes I'm attached to my actions. I'm attached to not only my actions but the outcomes. Yeah, what a mess.
And that's why you said I know it was me who did the stupid thing.
But why are you saying, why did I say that?
Yeah. Yes.
I think there was a part of me that wanted to take credit for it so that I could fix it.
And what part of you was that?
My ego.
And when will you stop identifying with that?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. I don't really have the answer because all the answer is telling me is that I have not stopped doing it.
And you have not.
I can't tell you when.
But how will you overcome that? If you keep saying, I know that was definitely me. How will you overcome it if you keep taking on false identities? Can you hold just for a minute?
Yes, Jesse.
All right, hold on. The treasure chest, no, stretch off is now open on pills.net. And I'll be right back. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing to me, but it almost sounds like country western. Announcement: that's not country western, right? It's like bring me home, back home. But anyway, announcement: the Hake Report is not happening today. Hake is out again. But he'll be back soon. He needs to take some vitamins. Bill said, "Hate need vitamins." Amazing. No Hake Report today, but Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. in his normal spot, 11 to 1. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m. today, the Punchy.tv with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Bill at 2 p.m., a live episode with Bill. And then tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise Thursday night, Ladies Forum, the third Thursday night of every month at 7 p.m. for ladies only. And men, yours is the first Thursday of the month. Calm down. To ladies tomorrow night. And it is Father's Day this Sunday. There's a special on a discount for Father's shout out. I do personal shout outs. Go to Cameo. Show love for your father. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? And don't forget to like these videos and all that good stuff. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Mimi. Mimi, out of California. Mimi?
Yes, Jesse.
Okay. And you say you're going to, you said that was definitely me that said that. When will you realize that there is no you and stop calling these things that is happening through you, you?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that one. Like, when will I stop doing it?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I reached out to this person because... Have you ever heard of that game, Never Have I Ever?
A game?
It's called a game, Never Have I Ever.
Right.
It's a game that people play.
No,
well,
I haven't.
But never have I ever been this in this place in my life. So it's been very interesting for me. I think that there's times when I'm trying to find things to satiate myself because the pain is just too unbearable. The loneliness and the being by myself feels very, very difficult for me.
In what way?
What
pain you say? Loneliness and what else?
Just pain. I think that I'm just, I feel like I want to feel distracted by, because loneliness feels so disconnected. You know, we talk about how we're connected to the Father and we're connected to Him. And this is not, you know, I don't want to insult, you know, what God is doing or this work, but it does feel disconnected. It feels like you're disconnected from everything. And I know I don't want to be of this world, but you just feel disconnected.
What feels disconnected?
I wouldn't even say lonely. Me.
You feel really lonely?
I wouldn't even say lonely. I just feel disconnected from everything.
I don't know. So
but I guess that is lonely.
When you feel lonely. Lie.
Yeah, I feel lonely.
When you feel lonely, do you sing that song, Long Ago and Not So Far Away?
I don't even know that one.
Fell in love with you before the second show.
Is that Sammy Davis Jr.?
Do you sing that song?
I've never heard that song, but I definitely sing a song. It's not that one.
Loneliness is not so far away. So when you feel really lonely at times?
Yes.
And what does loneliness feel like? What does that feel like? What's the feeling of loneliness?
It feels like there's somebody I want to talk to. There's somebody that I want to be connected to that doesn't exist, that's not there.
Oh, that song is about a carpenter. That song about a carpenter. And so what do you do when you're feeling lonely?
Oh, I try to fill that void, that void that exists. And also, I will say that this work, because you're working on yourself and you're paying attention to this or that, you know, I've had a conversation with someone at Bond about how kind of sterile and like unnatural your conversations and your thoughts feel at first, like because you're always dissecting, like, oh, okay, is this a stab? Is this a emotion?
Mimi.
Yes.
What does loneliness feel like?
I told you, it feels like there's a void that exists because you're not connected to someone or something.
And who is filling the loneliness?
If the answer from the last question was correct, it would be my ego.
And when you feel loneliness, what do you do?
I have this yearning to fill the void and be connected to someone or something.
And what do you do?
Call someone on the phone, go through old pictures, start thinking about the past or the future.
And why do you do that?
I think that there is I'm connected to my feelings. And I want to feel something in that moment. When I feel lonely, I want to feel something. Does that make sense? That makes no sense.
How will you ever reach paradise, reach heaven, if you don't go through hell?
You don't.
I'm sorry?
I guess you don't.
And so you don't want to enter into heaven?
I do.
Then why do you reach for anything when you feel lonely?
Yeah, I don't really like the pain, I guess, if I was to be honest.
And how will you reach heaven? Let me ask, what is the pain you don't like feeling?
I don't know. It's in my mind. It's
so you don't like the pain
mind.
Of feeling lonely?
Yeah, it's definitely connected to it. That's when I feel the pain, is that I feel as though there's something or someone that I'm supposed to be connected to, and I'm just like wandering around, and I'm not connected to anything. But let me, can I just
ask
a question?
Who is the pain happening to?
It's happening to the not me.
How do you know that?
Because the me, the real me doesn't need or want anything.
And if you know that, if you see that clearly for yourself, why do you reach for something then to avoid the pain?
Because I forget. When the feelings are so intense, it causes me to forget. And then I'm just stuck in the feeling. I'm not to say I can't get out of the feeling, but I don't know. Sometimes feelings are captivating.
Do you want to get out of the pain?
Yes, definitely.
Why?
You know, I want to really be walking in the not me. I want to be close to God in the way that I know He designed me to be.
Then stop trying to get out of the pain then.
Can I just ask one question?
Well, you say about that first, and don't forget your question, but stop trying to get out of the pain. You've heard me say to live with the pain, to be aware of the pain, to walk, wake up, go to sleep, eat, be with the pain. How would you get out of the pain if you don't live with the pain?
I guess you don't.
That was a question.
You just have to stay present and remember. I think that's one of the keys, is to not forget. Because once you see it and you are aware of it, it's not difficult to do.
But you don't see it?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
Because the feelings start to become really overwhelming.
So what now?
I said because the feelings feel and start to become overwhelming.
And who is the feeling happening to?
Not me.
So then it's not happening to you. I understand that because you're not catching the thoughts that you feel the pain in your body, but the pain, the feeling, which is the pain, is not you. It happened in the body. It's not happening to you at all.
But Jesse, it's very clear for you, and I think that's one of the reasons why. I'm happy for all the people that have found Bond, but even for me, I did not expect to find this work. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to see and to believe that what I'd been taught was different. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it, and it's so clear for you. But there are times when it's very confusing, very confusing. And there are moments where it's just not clear. And I think that was one of my questions. It's like, if I'm not supposed to feel lonely and I am connected to the Father, why do I feel so disconnected? Why do I feel lonely? If I really truly am connected to the Father,
because
doesn't He want me to feel connected to Him?
No.
He
doesn't want you to feel connected to Him because you're already connected to Him. You just think you're not because you believe in a lie. You believe in the thoughts and the feelings that tells you that you're not connected. You're already connected. You just don't know you're connected because you identify with the lie that tells you that you're not. Oh, this pain is so great. I must not be connected with God. Oh, these thoughts are so heavy. God, what do you want me to do? I'm not connected. You believe in the devil, identifying with the voices of the evil you are cooperating with evil, and it's keeping you in hell. The false you is that because it's not you. Nothing is happening to you, period. Nothing at all, but you cooperate with thoughts and feelings, and you react, and it feels like you are lonely. There's no such thing as a human being being lonely. It's an illusion. And that song, by the way, came from the Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R-S.
The Carpenters?
Yes, and Superstar.
I know exactly who that is.
Long ago.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And you need to stop being fascinated. It's just another false emotion. You love emotions. And because you're caught up in emotion, you lie. You tell lies all the time. Why don't you stop lying? You're a liar. I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm fascinated. I did this stupid thing. What a liar. People who say those things about themselves are lying, and that make them liars.
Okay.
Okay, what?
The not me is a big fat liar. A big fat liar.
Are you fat too?
I'm certainly not LA skinny, that's for sure.
What?
I'm definitely not LA skinny, that's for sure.
So you fat and a liar. No wonder you're lonely.
Yes, Jesse. Absolutely. I just realized what you just said.
Why are you fat?
Oh, I don't. Because I'm spending too much time being captivated and not working out. That's why.
Up there eating.
It's simple.
A fat, lonely female. What the?
Jesse Lee Pearson. Oh, this is awesome. At least you don't tell lies. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. And even like this victim mentality that I've had with this job, I have got to stop lying.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to stop lying, Jesse.
What a liar.
I don't know how, but I got to stop this lie.
You want me to tell you how to stop lying?
Yes, please.
Shut up. And then the lies stop.
Really?
You gotta stop calling yourself anything.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And then I'll be able to see it for myself?
I'm sorry?
And then I will be able to see those things for myself.
100%. Because
I couldn't see it until you just, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to shut up now.
All right, you big fat liar.
Absolutely, Jesse Lee Pearson. I owe you one. I do for this one. This was a doozy for sure.
What a mess.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I hope to be at Fellowship one of these days.
And you stay with it, all right?
I will.
Don't give up. Stay with the prayer. Stay present. Relax in the pain if you caught up in it because you didn't catch the thought. But stop calling it you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Chris out of New York. Chris, you are on the air.
Jesse, you are a trip and a half. Amazing. You are a trip and a half, brother man.
Amazing.
Because Jesse, I tell you, when people respond to you, and I notice this, you'll say, "Why do you say that? Why do you say that? Why do you say that?" So what you do is you rope them in real slow. And So I see the method to the madness here. And
I'm not trying to rope anyone in at all. I'm trying to encourage them to look to the source, look within themselves, and all that.
I understand. But I just wanted to tell you, I'm a token white guy calling into your show, but I love your show, brother.
Thank you.
You know, especially when you get these liberal blacks on your show and you dismantle them piece by piece, they say, you know, especially when they bring up like the civil rights movement and stuff like that, and you say that was the biggest mistake that made black men just like their mamas and this, that, and the other. I've listened to a lot of your arguments. Now, granted, I'm a white dude, so they would look at me and go, you don't understand anything about the civil rights movement because you're not a black guy. But yet, I remember that one lady you had on your show, some black lady, and she was being very racist towards you. She had that coon award, and she was calling you a coon, basically.
Amazing.
Yeah, you remember who I'm talking about, probably, but she was being very racist towards you. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, but a lot of these liberal blacks, they're living on the Democrat plantation, and they are some of the most racist individuals, but yet they got the nerve to call the white guy racist.
Well, let me just say, because I'm tired, let me just say to you, there's no such thing as racist. So it's not possible to be racist toward anyone. But what it is hatred. You're either of love or you're of hate. And most human beings are of hate. They have no love.
Yes. And I agree with you. You know, the two greatest commands that the law hinges on, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, Jesse.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, that second one, love your neighbor as yourself, can be a challenge at times.
You don't love your neighbor?
I knew you were going to ask me that. You know what? Honestly, I haven't loved all my neighbors, and that's wrong.
And why not?
You know?
Why don't you love, do you love your enemy?
No, I definitely don't.
Do you love God?
Yes.
How can you love God and hate your enemy?
And hate your enemy. I've listened to your line of questioning.
And what's the answer to that?
Well, you can't. It makes you a liar, basically.
And so why are you saying that you love God then?
Well, I understand that. That was a question.
Why are you saying you love God and you hate your neighbor? Why are you saying that you love God?
Because I am committing a mistake by doing that. In other words, you have to love your fellow man who you have seen, or you can't love God who you haven't seen.
That's right.
So I agree with you on that. That is a biblical principle.
And why don't you love your neighbor?
Well, brother, all I can say is it's something I'm praying to the Lord and asking him to help me with and give me love in my heart toward people that I really don't want to love.
But he's not going to give you love until you forgive.
Yeah, I agree.
So why don't you forgive then? Because all you're praying to God is a waste of time when it's simple.
If you don't have forgiveness.
Right.
Yes.
Why don't you forgive?
I agree. Well, you have to put the horse before the cart, so I agree with you on that.
That was a question.
Why I don't? Because I'm being disobedient, brother.
Why?
Why? unfortunately, we humans have a fallen nature, and sometimes we are disobedient to what God commands.
Why are you, Chris, being disobedient? He said to... why are you being disobedient? Okay.
Well, honestly, it's because I'm choosing to be disobedient.
Well, amazing. Well, you can't. That's why black people have their problem. Chris, call me again because of time. Call me again, okay?
All right, Jesse. I love your show, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Super.
Super chat. A couple of quick super chats. No more thoughts. But Yo Coffee says, today's show is amazing. And the biblical question answer is?
When God said, I am the Father of one, what did he mean?
Same as the cutthroat woman in the car was one with the devil, Jesus is one with his Father.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gray Bridgewater says, Jesse, I've been working on myself for almost a decade now, but the more I grow, the less I believe in the Bible. I get the feeling it's just another thought/idea by humans. Am I wrong? Thank you.
Amazing. Nick, ask me that tomorrow. Okay. Don't forget that
Making
particular one. I want to respond. I can't, that's not a rush response. So I'll respond to that tomorrow. Thank you.
I have to make a note. Sion says with a coffee, is Hank report aight, Jesse Boo? Hi, DJ Speedy, anchor baby Gonzalez. Love you, Jesse. Hank, we being lazy right now. Get up off your knees, boy.
She said, is Hank what? Is Hank what?
Is Hank report aight?
All right.
All right.
Oh, yes. He's doing fine. He'll be back soon. He need vitamins. Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat with a Coffee says, one equals means agreement. Hashtag, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul says, I call the Great White Hope his magnificence.
What manner of man is this? Amazing.
And from Scale says, watch Revolver and just tell Mimi to watch Revolver. Maybe it'll click.
Oh, amazing. That's a good movie. Watch Revolver. Very enlightening.
And Heat says, Mimi needs a new name like Peter. She is spellbound by the spirit of me, and her name reinforces the spirit of self. What's your real name, Mimi?
Amazing. Thank you.
Scale says, when she crying, she lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
And he also says, because of time.
Because of time. You have a question for me?
Eric with the coffees says, everything is perfect. Always the truth is there is no pain.
Amazing. Thank you.
And I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I'm so out of time. I don't even know what to do with myself. The Hate, No Hate, then the Anchor Baby, and then Billy at 2 p.m. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right? Don't stop. Stay on that straight and narrow. It's amazing. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition.